No more fear, Black Friday's here. So hot, yet so cool. Foxy, black and bad. It's time to get it on.
Okay, move along there.
Black mama, white mama. Two of the toughest chicks ever put behind bars. Fate tossed them together in the same prison, but their color kept them apart until they escaped, chained together at the wrists. Black mama, white mama, with nothing to go back to, nothing up front but trouble. Black mama, white mama, they endured every humiliation imaginable in a woman's prison, and now they were free, 1,000 miles from nowhere, bound together by chains, hate, and the erotic desires a woman gets after 1,000 nights without a man. See, Black Mama, White Mama, rated R, under 17, not admitted without a parent. Black Mama, White Mama, they were free, but not from each other.
Now's the hour of the reckoning.
That's my man juice.
I want Black Ripe Uncut Dick now!
I enjoy watching animals rape each other.
I am just flexible!
Why does man have to have such a sweet record?
Nigga beats a tree and a hole and a slut with a pussy and a can and a hole and a damn hot pocket between her damn feet.
All right, yes, Tim Henson with you back one more time as we end the week with the Friday program. Thank you so much for joining me. This right here, of course, is Distorted View Daily. I am running on empty. I'm running on fucking fumes. I'm going to need to purchase one of those ginormous cans of Red Bull that I'm trying to wean myself off of. I got in late yesterday. I was helping Joey pack up, you know, last minute type stuff. And the man is crazy. He really is. I wish I could get him on the program. Maybe on the way down to Florida, he'll stop for an interview. But he's, in many ways, he's an old man. Like, he does things ass backwards. Okay, we all have smartphones, iPhones, Androids. Many of us have standalone GPS units. But he's hell-bent on this thing that the AAA provides called triptychs. You go to a AAA office. I'm surprised they still have offices, right? And you tell them where you want to go, and they will create this booklet for you. And it has directions, like step-by-step directions and maps and everything. You know, shit that you can do in 2 seconds on your phone. You put in an address and boom, it'll give you turn-by-turn directions. This is like a 90-page booklet he expects us to follow for this trip. It's the stupidest thing in the world because each page has like 3 steps in the directions. And if you're traveling a great distance, like I said, there's 90 pages of this. I'm totally going to get lost. You have to keep track of what page you're on, what step you're on. Meanwhile, the phone will tell you, in 2 miles, turn left. In 200 feet, turn left. Bear right. You know, all this other shit. So I'm using my phone. I'm not using this stupid triptych. It's like leafing through a novel. How can you do that when you're driving? You know what I mean? It's just stupid. So there was that. So we went over our route. We'll be stopping in South Carolina on the way for the night. And then we'll be arriving in Orlando on Saturday. The other thing that we all went through, we had to go through Joe's porn collection because he really had to pare it down. It's stupid. First of all, he has VHS porn. He's never going to watch it. He doesn't even have a VHS player anymore, but he collects porn like it's going to go up in value. Like they're collectible plates. It's like he's an old woman watching QVC and up comes a Princess Diana commemorative plate or something. Ooh, yes. This gold-rimmed dish features an illustration of the fiery car crash that killed our beloved princess. And they can't tell you that these, you know, the plate that you're going to spend $100 on is going to go up in value for sure. They can't make, because it's obviously not. It's a piece of shit. It's never going to go up in value. But they'll say things like, plates like this have been known to go up in value. So that's how Joe treats his porn collection. He's got, we figured, 3 terabytes of porn on his computer. So I said, Joe, just get rid of the VHS porn. He even got rid of some of his DVD porn. He was reluctant to get rid of some of his magazines. I don't, like, you know you've got a porn problem when you collect magazines in this day and age. There's no reason for it. You can't tell me your 300 issues of Stroke magazine is better than all of the free porn you can get on you know, XTube or YouPorn or something. I think he's afraid of if the power goes out or if there's some sort of, like, apocalypse. He's not going to have porn, you know, because it's all on the computer. So he needs to have some physical media. Trying to get inside the mind of Joe is futile. The other thing I wanted to mention before we start playing audio clips. Yesterday on the show, it was a Sideshow exclusive program, and I started to tell a story, and I got sidetracked. And I wanted to finish this up because I want to call my mom and ask her what the hell was going on. So yesterday I was playing some clips, some, like, you know, sports-related clips, and I was lamenting the fact that I, you know, I never got into sports. My parents never kind of pushed me towards it. They didn't even urge, like, they didn't even attempt to say, oh, why don't you try out for this? Like, they had no interest in, you know, me in sports, probably because they'd have to take me to events and practice. And, you know, my dad was older when they, you know, when I was born, like, they were near elderly at that point. So my dad had already done the whole coaching little leagues shit with my brother, and he was just tapped out, right? So they didn't want anything to do with sports in me. They had no problem with me being a fucking shut-in on my Commodore 64. I didn't really think it affected me one way or the other because, you know, like, I don't care about sports still. So it's not like I feel like I'm really missing out on something, I guess. But then I started thinking about, you know, even when I started going to elementary school, kindergarten, stuff like that, the teachers noticed that I was, like, not, I wasn't coordinated. And they actually, they sent me to this place called the Chalk Box. Because they were worried there was something wrong with me. Like, I think they thought I was physically retarded or something. So I wanted to call my mom and ask about that. I'm very curious. You know, like, what happened with that? I don't think I really asked about this. This might be too early for my mom. Come on, Patricia.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
You're on my show.
Huh?
You're on my program.
Oh, okay.
I have a quick question for you. Do you remember when I was in kindergarten?
Uh-huh.
And they suggested that I go, they made me go to the chalk box, that that
yeah.
gymnasium. Why did they make me do that?
You were very uncoordinated.
Well, what does that mean?
That means, for one thing, I think one thing, the way you used to hold your scissors, for one thing.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how that was.
But the chalk box is like somersaults and...
Yeah, that's true, too. What did you do
did
there?
Did you think... I mean, I must have been really uncoordinated for them to suggest that I go to, like, a gymnasium and try to learn to balance and stuff. Like, I must have been falling down or running into walls or... Did she think I was retarded?
I can't really remember what the heck they made you do there. It was, I don't
somersault. I remember they made me do somersaults, and I tried to do cartwheels and you know, like,
yeah,
walk on balance beams and stuff.
But I don't remember you doing that. I don't remember.
Of course
that.
You don't. You don't remember.
I know you were there, but I don't remember what you were doing.
But what did the teacher say? Like, the teacher had a conference with you and said, you know, there's something wrong with Tim.
No, they didn't say there was something wrong. Well, they did just said that you just had different different ways of doing things.
How they talk about, like, kids with Down syndrome and stuff. I'm differently abled. That's not a compliment.
I don't remember. Actually, I don't remember. Isn't that funny? I remember taking you there, but I don't remember what they were doing to you. What was your problem?
They were doing to me. But did it work? I mean, the teacher, I mean, after, I don't even remember how long I went to this thing. I don't know if it was for like a month, if it was for a year.
It wasn't that long, I don't think, Tim. The only thing I can think of is maybe you weren't doing the things the other kids could do, maybe. Like, you know, like.
I was a little slow.
Like skipping or, you know, like, you know.
Skipping?
How you skip.
I don't want to skip. That's stupid. Who wants to skip?
Yeah,
I guess so. So, okay, I wasn't able to do the things that other kids were able to.
I did
things differently. I was differently abled. And so I think I might have some physical handicaps.
No, you're...
I should get this checked out.
You were different. You were, you just couldn't do the things the other kids were doing.
Well, that does not make me feel good at all.
That's why she suggested going to the jock box. Maybe that would help you, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. And so I couldn't hold my scissors. How could you hold the scissors wrong? You stick your fingers through the holes.
No, but you used to
point the sharp end towards me?
You used to point them down. You know how you do the scissors? You point them up and you cut? You were doing them down.
So that it was backwards, basically. I had my...
Yeah, well, you're
Jesus
left-handed,
Christ.
Too, you know.
Well, I use... one thing is that I use right hand use the scissors. So I use my right hand...
You know, that might have been your problem. Maybe she didn't know you were left-handed.
Yeah, it's her fault. I'm not uncoordinated. She's just stupid and didn't know I was left-handed. Worst teacher ever. What sort of school did you send me to? Wow.
I was just doing what she was telling me to do to help you out. I don't know.
Yeah.
I
you should have asked. You should have told her that I was left-handed, first of all. Because I use my right hand to control my computer mouse. I use my right hand to operate scissors. I do throw with my left hand, and I write with my left hand. So
I can use
both hands for different things.
She was a stupid teacher if she didn't know that you were left-handed, because I'm sure you had crayons and stuff that you had,
I know. I wonder if she tried to force me. No, she probably. I would have probably remembered that if she would have forced me, because they used to force you. I remember some of my teachers told me that, when they were kids, they considered left-handedness to be a bad thing. And so they would force the kids to write with the
That's true. Right I've heard hand. Of that, too. Yeah, I've heard that, too. Matter
All
of
right.
fact, your grandma did that to us, too.
Oh,
I remember
really?
Her. No, don't use that left hand. No, you got to use your right hand. Use your,
you're probably left-handed and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, I just thought of that, and I just wondered.
But okay. You're normal. Normal.
Yeah.
Kid.
I'm normal. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Whatever. All right.
Things.
Listen.
Listen.
I'll talk to you later. Okay.
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 Okay. Bye-bye now.
Goodbye. There you go. I'm differently abled, according to my mother, and I can't do things the way that normal kids do them. I never heard that one before. Christ. My childhood was a nightmare. And the more I learn about my childhood and ask my mom about it, the less I want to know. It's not turning out well. Now I understand why I am the way I am. Hey, speaking of that, on that note, Everything is Terrible has found a wonderful video called It's Not Gay, featuring a bunch of recovered homosexuals talking about how great it is being straight and how evil homosexuality is. These are just some quotes from the movie, so it's kind of spliced up a bit here. It ain't gay, y'all. Okay. Musical interlude.
Hello. My name is Casey Winters, and I'm a former homosexual.
That sounds like a gay name, doesn't it? I'm Casey. Casey Winters.
Men are going out and having sex with men.
We don't just suspect that. We know that from scientific studies.
Yeah. I think it's a very complicated and difficult issue.
Okay. That guy who just... Okay. The guy who just said it's a complicated issue.
Studies.
I think it's a very complicated and difficult issue.
His name is Kermit Rain Man. That cannot be his real name. That's his straight name. He uses a different, maybe that's his gay name, but he has to have a different name.
I think it's a very complicated and
Kermit. Kermit Rain Man. Have you ever met a Kermit in your life aside from the frog?
Difficult issue.
All the orgies and the parties, anonymous sex. With multiple partners.
Wait a second. Is this supposed to deter people from having gay sex? Because right now, it's sounding pretty great. Anonymous sex. You don't even have to look at the person's face. Super easy access. Get laid whenever you want to. Drugs. Dancing. Barbara.
900 men.
Going to adult bookstores and performing sex acts.
It says here, I'm sorry, I keep splicing. The problem is this video is spliced very quickly, and there's some statistics that are up here. Percentage of homosexuals who said they had engaged in three ways, 48%. Group sex, 24%. And over 20% of the homos have participated in bondage.
Acts on men that I would never see their face.
That's just part of growing up.
All I was thinking is, man, if this is where the happening crowd is, if this is where the cool crowd is, well, that's where I want to be.
It's almost as if they enter into a subculture.
Even though I appear to be quite well adjusted,
I've got all this money, I've got all these things I want.
I was surrounded by lots of friends and lots of activities and, you know, church and sports. And
I don't understand the downside of this, actually. Lots of sex, you have lots of friends, having a good time, you can even go to church.
On and on and on.
No abortions to worry about.
No abortions to worry about.
Have their homosexual friend.
That's the homosexual community. Lights were flashing and the music was blaring and, man, it looked like everybody was having a really good time.
But they were all dying of AIDS and getting ready to enter hell.
That's a risk not just to the perianal area, but also to the colon itself.
That's not being portrayed on Will and Grace. I've read all the studies. People will say, oh, well, you know,
Jack's ass isn't being split open. He's not getting bad hemorrhoids for being fucked too hard.
Those studies? I say, yeah. Have you read those studies? Those studies.
When the party's over and the music has stopped and the lights have just come back on in the bar. And look at the old homosexuals.
Well, that's true. The old homosexuals look pretty sad.
If you tell a person at the age of 10 or 11 or 12 that they're
faggot, queer,
tragic,
superficial,
very lonely,
infidelity,
anonymous sex,
gross,
dead of AIDS,
having multiple sexual experiences inside the anus, perianal warts, colorectal cancer, early death,
nobody wants you,
alone,
unhappy,
tell them that over.
I'm gonna blow my brains out. The last 30 seconds have been horrible.
Over and over again, you can literally construct an day identity for that individual.
It doesn't have to take place.
I think I need to just find this entire video. It's called "It's" or "You're Not Gay" or "It's Not Gay." Yeah, "It's Not Gay," because I think there might be some good stuff in there. Thank you. Everything is terrible. Finally, before we get into the news today, got a clip here of a young man videotaping his mom sleepwalking and sleep dancing and sleep talking.
And what exactly are you doing, ma'am?
Dancing around.
It's a special code.
Is it?
It's the Da Vinci Code. I've never seen sleep dancing before.
I was trying to open up the tomato cage.
The tomato cage?
Yeah, I was doing a special thing. But the tomato cage wouldn't open.
And where is this tomato cage?
In Narnia.
Someplace. I tried many things. But it wouldn't open and I'm pissed off now.
Yeah. Damn tomato cage. Maybe that's what the dancing was about. It was kind of like a rain dance to get the tomato cage open. I don't know. And with that, let's get God on a wheel. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, I'm fucked up news right now. Yeah, I'll be sending off another shipment of Distorted View merchandise, t-shirt, posters, all that sort of stuff to people who have ordered this week as soon as I get back from Florida. So if you haven't ordered yet, do it right now and you'll make the cut for the next post office run. Also, two lucky winners will receive packs of Distorted View trading cards. Very limited edition. There was only 100, I think, ever made. And I'm down to, like, the last couple packs. So I'm going to pick two random purchases, people buying stuff, and I will include it in your order. For your chance to win, all you got to do is buy something at the Distorted View store, jagoo.net. And don't forget to sign up for the Sideshow. That is our member site. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, videos. Yesterday we did an exclusive podcast. Earlier on Tuesday we had an extended show. And I also just uploaded two and a half gigs of zipped files from the archives, exclusive sideshow zip files, and normal episodes. Go there right now, superfreaksideshow.com, sign up. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. A promising young rapper used his Twitter account to boast about speeding and drunk driving, even tweeting YOLO, the acronym for You Only Live Once, moments before the car hit a wall in Ontario, Canada, killing everyone inside. Idiot. Irvin McInnes, 21, was one of five men in their early 20s killed in the suburban crash just after 1 a.m. over Labor Day weekend. I want to know how promising this rapper was, because as far as I can tell, every single black guy thinks he's a promising rapper. A Twitter account linked to the Southern California rapper known as Inky and Jules contained a tweet. Are you familiar with his work? Jewels spelled J-E-W apostrophe E-L-Z. So I don't know if he's a black Jewish rapper. That would be kind of a cool name. I'm Jewels, the Jewish rapper. I'm not sure where Inky comes from. Maybe he's, got some tattoos. He's all inked up, got sleeves and shit. All right. He tweeted at 1:19 on September 2nd. The tweet read, Drunk, going 120, drifting corners, fuck it, YOLO. Right, you only live once. That was his last tweet. The final tweet was 1 minute later, reading, driving, tweeting, sipping the cup, fucking YOLO, I'm turning it up. Oh, that's a good rap. Police said the San Bernardino Sun said it might have been another rapper. 21-year-old Jonathan Watson, who was driving the vehicle at the time of the accident, the 2005 Nissan Sentra. All the rappers drive Nissan Sentras, right? Allegedly ran a red light, lost control, and slammed into the wall before coming to a rest in the backyard of a home. I think I know how this rapper's last song went. Can I get a beat, please? Yeah. Driving my Nissan, getting my drink on, thinking about your curves, turning on the swerves. Fucking police, not taking me to jail. Can't get arrested if I plow into that guardrail. Whoops, that was an epic fail. I'm out. Fuck it. Dead 2012. All right, there you go. Yeah, four of the five passengers died at the scene, with the fifth pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. The four other passengers have been identified as Markel Bogan, Dylan George, Jonathan Watson, and Juan Bennett. Whoa, what? The tweets have become part of an investigation by the Popo. They're certainly looking at that because it'll be a vital part of the investigation, but it's too early to give an opinion as to whether drunk driving was a cause or contributed to the crash, said Ontario Police Sergeant David McBride. Since the crash, his sister has taken over his Twitter page, defending her brother as having been a passenger and not the driver that night. That resulting activity by his Twitter account, Ink Too Flashy, originally sparked debate on whether police and local news reports had named the wrong Twitter user. I have an example here of some real rap from Inky. This is a song called Dreams. Bitch is rolling a blunt. Here we go.
Do you mind if we smoke this blunt outside? 'Cause it's nice out and we could get high. Yeah, the sun's shining and I'm feeling right.
Hey, I wake up, throw on some clothes and out the door, I won't be back. My
Inky's fat.
Setting up a lovely backdrop. My life the topic of a lullaby. Breath of fresh air, it's something right. I don't wanna be inside today. Just keep it rolling
sad
like you
day.
Skates. I got a happy.
Alright, you get the idea. It's pretty standard rapping, actually. Mediocre rapping. I'm sorry, may you rest in peace, Inky. Alright, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Oklahoma City. A Metro man confined to a wheelchair is accused of rape. Now, I'm sorry, if you are fucking paralyzed and you are still somehow able to rape a bitch, you should be able to just get away with it. No jail time. Life struck you such a cruel blow. We're going to let this whole rape thing slide. Police were called to the Buy for Less Sounds like a legitimate business at Northeast 23rd Street and Martin Luther King at around 10:30 p.m. Monday. A woman claimed that she had run there from a nearby neighborhood after being raped by the man whose house she cleans. Quote, a lady that cleans a residence for a gentleman that's in a wheelchair reported that she was raped by the gentleman that she works for and a friend or associate of his. Ooh, tag team, said Oklahoma City Police Captain Dexter Nelson. Everything aside from the ooh, tag team. I added that. While police investigate, neighbors are suspicious. Johnny Scott lives across the street and said he saw two women going into the house in the 2100 block of Hardin Drive. She wasn't cleaning nothing. She wasn't cleaning nothing. He said it twice. She wasn't no cleaning lady. 10 o'clock at night, come over there and clean. Right, Scott said. He said the women were not dressed for cleaning. They looked a little too whorish, and he doesn't believe moaning would commit such a horrible crime. Who's moaning? Oh, Archie Birch III and Laverne Moaning. Guys that are named Laverne, that just kills me. It's so funny. All right, Archie Birch III and Laverne Moaning were both arrested on charges of forcible sodomy and rape by instrumentation. Oh, so he didn't use his cock. He used it in apparatus. He's quiet. He don't say nothing to nobody. Grammar. He goes to work, come home. He very seldom talks, so I don't know. I don't believe he raped nobody. It ain't his type. While police try to find out exactly what happened inside the home, they did say a wheelchair-bound man is not their typical rape suspect. Quote, apparently this gentleman's paralyzed from the waist down, so it's kind of unusual that he'd be involved in rape or any crime for that matter, Captain Nelson said. Well, if he used an instrument like a broom handle or something. The victim told police she was able to escape the home because her cell phone rang, and she told the men her friends were there to pick her up. Okay, we're done raping you then. If your car rides here, we don't want to keep them waiting. That's not really how a rapist responds to things. I'll let you go when I'm done fucking the shit out of you. That's what a rapist would say. She said that's when they let her go, and she ran from the home. Birch is being held in the Oklahoma County Jail on a $100,000 bond. Moaning has a $50,000 bond. So there you go. And finally today, freaks, we got a story from our most fucked up state. Say it with me now.
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
Yes, the story comes from Newport Richey. Borrowed food becomes a breaking point for neighbors. Curtis Leatherberry told deputies he grabbed a soda and a pastry from the house next door. It was an agreement he had with his neighbor. He didn't think there would be any trouble. But at 1:45 in the morning on Tuesday, his neighbor came over. Tony Barney struck up an argument. He said food had been missing from his house and blamed Leatherberry, 52. Barney, 31, punched out a window of Leatherberry's live-in camper. Deputy said he told Barney that if he put his hand in again, he would stab it. Authorities say Barney punched out every other window. He lobbed a cinder block into the trailer, breaking Leatherberry's dresser and a microwave. Barney broke off the supports to the camper's outboard sleeping area. Then the report states he's really trashing that mobile home. He began literally tearing the walls off the trailer. The report says, you just destroyed that man's home. The report says he stuck a water hose in the camper, turned it on, and left. This is all over a soda and a pastry. Deputies wrote they arrived to find shards of glass around the trailer and cling to its window frames. A 32-inch TV lay in its face nearby. The camper's siding was torn off, the frame broken, the inside soaked. In the middle of the floor sat the cinder block. Asked why he did it, the report states, Barney said, while I was talking with Curtis, it looked like he was going to get froggy. I don't know what that means. Does anyone speak redneck? Apparently, he looked froggy. Things were going to turn from bad to worse, so the dude just escalated it right then and there to, like, 11. That's, you know, that's when he threw the cinder block and hosed the place down with water and ripped the sides off of the trailer. It's the only way I can describe it. He was going to get froggy. Barney of 6537 Sutherland Avenue was arrested on a charge of criminal mischief. He remained Wednesday at Land O'Lakes Jail in lieu of $5,000 butter. Bail, I'm sorry. Land O'Lakes always makes me think of butter. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple quick voicemails and get the hell out of here. I'm running very late, so I don't have time to do a lot of voicemails. But that's okay, because we've got a voicemail show coming up next week. So I'll get to a lot of your calls then. I got to go up to Ashtabula today, get a U-Haul, come down. Today being Thursday, I'm recording this show Thursday, right? So I got to get up, get the U-Haul, come back down. Then Friday morning, I'm taking off super early. So that's why I am scrambling.
Hey, Lifetime Sideshow Freak, Jesus. You want to know why the economy is in the shitter?
Obama,
it's not
Muslims,
whatever, you know, bullshit spending. It's because there's retards at the movie theaters who can't even rip my ticket, and they have to hire an additional chauffeur for that retard person.
Wow.
To rip the ticket for them.
You know, half the time I go to the movies, they don't even rip the ticket anymore. There's just no one there. You just walk right through. I'm not going to wait around for someone to, you know, man their station and rip the ticket. I'm just going to go through. And if no one's going to stop me, why should I stop myself? I already paid.
I was really enjoying the thing you were playing today about the Mormons. It's pretty fucking crazy. Halloween.
Halloween, yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. I still can't get a definitive answer if that's really what the Mormons believe in. I don't think Mormons like to talk about it, quite frankly.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Jody, lifetime Sideshow member. Sorry, I'm kind of sick right now, so I don't have a good voice. But
be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.
I wanted to call and let you know that a little over a week ago, I finally caught a live viewing of DVDA.
Oh,
and I was not disappointed.
Oh, good.
When you got the show, even though you didn't mean to, the guys are big enough, caged up. It was really cool. Love the show.
Yeah. Well, a big fan of penises calling in.
Cat shit. What comes to mind when I say cat shit?
I don't know.
My fucking wife's cat comes in the house to take a shit. Big shit. Kind of fuck around the computer. The fuck is that smell? Cat shit.
Okay. Is that a poem, maybe? It's very poetic. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. We're going to end it right there. I can't top cat shit. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Oh, don't forget to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it okay?
You were different. You were, you know, you just couldn't do the things the other kids were doing.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Rate us and review us. All that sort of good shit. Sign up for the Sideshow if you're not yet members. It really does help support this stupidity. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of shows. Hopefully you'll be hearing from me in Florida. I hope to file some reports. Otherwise, I will see you back on Monday to kick off a new week of programs. Till then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
The vagina is full of AIDS.